Welcome
That's
back.
Life.
You're listening to Grilling Guys on a Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, there is nobody that does it my way like our next guest does. Barbecue Bob, who we got on the grilling line?
We got Agumba from the East Coast, Mr. Paul Rotella there. What's going on, buddy?
I'm good, Bobby. How's things going there?
I know you're traveling today, but I appreciate you taking a little time for us. Because what we're talking about is favorites from around the country. And, you know, it just wouldn't be right to reach out to without reaching out to you, Big Paul.
Well, you made my day. Let me tell you, I just left Atlantic City. What a time I had there, by the way.
That's what you
the
were saying.
Place is packed. You know, Pink performed Wednesday. I hit a little jackpot, which I can share with you because I had to share it with the IRS. And otherwise... They gave me a form, Bobby. They gave me a form.
I hate those.
No, you know what? I don't mind. Give me all the forms you want. Just keep giving me a jackpot, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. But it's fun, you know?
So
it's
did they have you look up at the camera as they handed you the money?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that much. You know, it wasn't even that much. A little bit. But you know what? They take their cut and they're happy. Yeah. You know, I wanted to tell you about some stuff that we're doing here down the shore. You're going to love this. I think, you know, in the summertime, it's the best time to grill. You know that. But you know what I like to do? We have what's called the Jersey Surf and Turf. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
Is this legal? We can talk about this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This one we can. This is the one we can talk about. But the Jersey Surf and Turf is like a shish kebab. But what we do is we skewer. Well, first, actually, we just say, you know, you got to cook the meat a little bit. We kind of sear the meat. We take nice cubes of beautiful filet mignon, and we sear them. But then we put them on the skewers with hunks of lobster tail meat and shrimp and scallops and some vegetables. And you throw it out on the grill for a couple minutes. You turn it over. It's cooked perfectly. You dip it, the whole thing, in drawn butter. Steak and everything.
Ooh.
You got to keep your cholesterol up. Otherwise, it's no good, you know. And then, and make sure you have some nice cold beer or some nice red wine to cut that.
So why do you sear the beef?
Oh, because here's why. Because it takes longer to cook the beef than it does, you know, the lobster. And you can't overcook seafood. I always say, you don't cook seafood,
right.
You threaten it.
That's what I would think.
So that's why you do that. That works out pretty good that way, because by searing it, first of all, you're going to get a nice pink center. You're going to keep it nice and warm. And then you have your lobster, shrimp, and your scallops. You don't ruin them, you know. And when you put them on with the vegetables and some onions, some peppers, some tomatoes, and you put it over some nice rice. I like brown rice, but some people like white rice or some other kind of basmati. I like nice brown rice. And let me tell you, it's probably the nicest thing you can eat down the shore. It's good for you, which is nice.
And yeah, all that butter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the butter is important. That's one of the main food groups, you know,
right,
in Jersey.
I get it.
Yeah.
So do you ever get those Long Island oysters?
Oh, yeah, sure. Actually, the truth is, we get beautiful stuff out of the Barnegat Bay, you know. Do you know every clam that I think goes in the Campbell's clam chowder comes out of New Jersey's oceans and bays?
Really?
Yeah. So we got, you know, we do that too. You know, we throw you know that we charcoal broil clams. We throw the clams on the grill, okay? And when they open up, we take them out, put a little butter in them. It's just delicious. You can cook everything you want
on the grill. Absolutely.
You know, and especially on the shore, you know, because this is the time. Like tonight, I don't know if you know, but tonight we're going to get some nice blue crabs.
Oh.
And now those we're going to make in a special way with a little of that Old Bay seasoning. And that's the way to do that. But, you know, I think...
And will you just throw the legs in?
No.
The whole thing.
Okay.
The whole thing.
And that's a boil, isn't it, Paulie, more than a grill?
Well, we steam them. We steam
yeah, okay.
them, actually. You put the steamer right on the grill. It works perfectly. And you can put the corn right next to it. And I keep the corn right in the husks, you know, the little tin foil.
Oh, yeah.
And it cooks beautifully. You know, roasted corn on the grill is just delicious. Again, you got to keep that drawn butter handy at all times. Very important. And as long as you do that, you know, you're going to be in good shape. You're going to have a lot of fun. But, you know, that's the beauty of being by the shore, because you can have seafood every day, nice. And you can have a little steak mixed in to keep you balanced. And you enjoy yourself. And that's what summertime in New Jersey is all about, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
you know, I know it's not like up in the mountains by you, which is a whole different thing. But you got lakes, which is nice.
Yeah, but I do love saltwater fish, and we don't have, you know, I like going up to Maine for lobster, and
yeah.
I absolutely love Long Island oysters. They're the best I've ever had. I've never had anything like that.
Well, you know what I love when I go out west? Those razor clams you guys got.
Well, we're only in Michigan, so I don't think we have those.
Yeah, let me tell you, anything west of the Delaware is the west, as far as I'm concerned. Right? So that's out west.
Yeah. Wild. Well, we are cowboys, so you're probably right. There's probably something to that.
But you guys got to get back here, though. We miss you out here, you know?
I know it. And I didn't have an excuse to come out because you didn't have your conference this year. So what can I say? I do have to get to the East Coast. I just, you know, I don't know when it's going to be. We need to find a reason.
You definitely got to come out. We're going to do something in the fall, which I think would be nice. And we're going to invite you to that. And we may do it right at the home of WOND in Atlantic City. I know WOND is doing very well, and we'll probably have something down here. We'll have to invite you to it. Maybe you can do a live remote.
Well, that would be awesome. That's our station in Atlantic City we're so happy to be on. Maybe what you ought to do is plan a trip out to Camp Pendleton with Jop and I and David Webb when we present the Marine Corps with their GI barbecue gift.
What an honor that would be.
Yeah.
I'd love that. You know,
it's for Anchor and Globe.
Commander.
For the Marine Corps' Anchor and Globe thing.
I'm one of the honorary commanders over at the Joint Base here in New Jersey, Dix McGuire and Lakehurst. And, you know, we do a lot of work with them. We give them a lot of promotion. We're actually celebrating the 100th anniversary of Fort Dix, which is very important to New Jersey. And WOND 1400, as you know, is very important to this effort. And we're promoting it, and we're also doing it in conjunction with the 100th anniversary of World War One, which,
we
have tremendous heroes from New Jersey, all over the country, but tremendous heroes from New Jersey, who we're also recognizing. Some Medal of Honor recipients and other people have made a great contribution to the war effort. And, you know, it's nice that we keep them in our memories, and we keep the people who are serving today in our thoughts and prayers always.
Well, that's certainly true.
When they come back here, we got to give them pots of lobsters and shrimp, and we should have a big feast for them back here, I think, too. We can arrange that.
Do you grill any vegetables on the East Coast?
Oh, yeah. We've got zucchini and galamad.
Oh.
I'm like, not galamad. I'm only kidding.
I was going to say, I think, no, it's not.
We grow a lot of tomatoes. What, are you kidding me? The Jersey tomato is the best tomato ever in the world, ever invented, just so you know.
You invented tomatoes there, right?
The best tomatoes in the world. You can blindfold people. Anybody can pick out a Jersey tomato amongst all the other ones. It is truly the best. Our blueberries, our corn, and the zucchini.
Well, it is the garden state, for crying out loud.
And for good reason. And I'm going to tell you, it's something about the soil, the weather. I don't know what it is. But I have people that ask me, they beg me to ship plates of Jersey tomatoes when I can out west where they're allowed to get them. Some states you can't do it. But, you know, they die for a Jersey tomato out there. So
yeah.
We got, you know, some people have died for a Jersey tomato. I'll talk about that in the next show. But there's a lot of good stuff here. But, you know, we got vegetables, you got fruits, you got everything. If you went about a couple miles from where I am now, down in South Jersey, okay, you go in there, you'll think you're in the middle of Nebraska, all the cornfields. And then you got the blueberries coming up in Hamilton. And you got, you know, all these different, you know, fruit orchards. And you know what we got a lot of now? Wineries and beer places where they make the beer, you know? I don't know what they call it, beer place.
Brewery.
I guess they call it, you know, we call it a still, I don't know. They have these things where they make beer, okay? And we've got a whole bunch of them now in Jersey. And wineries, great wine. So, you know, you don't got to go nowhere. When you're in Jersey, you got everything.
All right, well, I'm not in Jersey, but somehow you and I got to hook up and at least have a nice dinner, but it's going to be a busy summer for both of us. But thanks so much for taking time. Paul Rotella, president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and a stand-up guy.
Hey, thanks, Bobby Jop. You guys be good. I miss you guys. Hope I see you soon.
All right. You know, that guy is always enlightening. He's Mr. Positive, right? I mean, you talk to him every time you talk to him. He's positive. So just a fun guy to hang out with. Coming up next, we got a guy named Kel Phelps who deals with the National Barbecue News. Interesting cat. You're going to want to listen to this. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down.